Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Check your credit report.
Do it yourself.
Manage money.
Your income tax.
Where's your bailout? Bailout.
Saving for college.
Negotiate the best price.
Where are we supposed to haggle?
Start saving.
Retirement.
Bailout.
Do it yourself.
Where's your bailout?
Do it yourself.
If you're one of millions of people living paycheck to paycheck and you hear news about the checks that are heading to the big banks through the bailout program, you're probably wondering where your bailout check is. Well, we don't have that for you, but we do have some tips on how to do it yourself with our DIY bailout series. And Takeaway contributor Beth Koblenner joins us again. So far, we've talked about improving your credit score, how to trick yourself into socking money away into savings, and some other tips. Today, we're going to talk about how everything is negotiable, the art of the deal. Beth says we need to learn to negotiate everything, the rent, buying your house, even your medical bills or getting a hotel room. So when you start negotiating for all of this stuff in your life, you're probably going to end up hearing a lot of this. Hold music. Lovely. But you may actually come to like this music, believe me, because the time you spend on hold could end up saving you a lot of money. So Beth, we know that in other cultures, haggling is an expected part of commerce. But in our culture, there's still a stigma associated with trying to negotiate a price down, right?
Absolutely. It's a huge part of many cultures. And I think we have to learn to do this better. I think a lot of it involves picking up the phone. There's a whole generation of people who barely pick up the phone anymore to call. We have to do it face to face. We have to get to know our bank manager. We have to get to know the person that we're talking to in many cases. And I really see it as two very distinct types of haggling. They're people you see often, your doctor, your boss, your landlord, who you might want to haggle with, and then the people you don't see, car dealer, or you see them maybe once in your whole lifetime, or the credit card rep, or the person you're dealing with, maybe the hotel operator who you're making the reservation with. And that's the person you want to talk to on the phone, and you want to practice, because it's not as embarrassing. You won't be seeing them regularly. Practice with that person. Get a good sense of how it is to haggle. And then you could move on to your boss or the person you see often to really work up the energy and the effort to learn how to do it.
Well, one of the things about haggling in other cultures is that it is not embarrassing at all.
That's
it's not
right.
An admission that you're low on cash because you want to get a lower price
right.
on something.
It's just part of the way daily business
right.
is done.
Right, it's assumed. But so how do we get past this? Give me an example of a bill that I could negotiate, and how do I do it without making it setting it in terms that are like I'm ashamed of it?
Absolutely. Well, number one for me is hotels. I've told people this for years. You never pay the rate that they quote you. And so for the takeaway, we called 20 hotels and said around the country, and we said, look, we're going for a weekend in May. What's the rate? They quoted a rate. And then we said, do you have anything cheaper? Very simply, do you have anything cheaper? And 12 of the 20 said, oh, yeah, we have a lower rate. San Francisco hotel said 10% less. Another hotel went from $636 for the weekend to $550 just by asking. So in this case, all you had to do was ask. But to really do this well, you can do research before the call, check out the hotel's websites, come to them that they have lower rates, go to hotwire.com, kayak.com, and then on the call say to them, do you have corporate discounts if you belong to a corporation, or group discounts, or first-time guest discounts? In a lot of cases, companies want to sell right now. They want to make the sale. The economy has hurt consumers, but also companies. So you want to figure out a way to help them make the sale. And one way is for them to give you a discount.
Okay. I think one that people may be familiar with is like negotiating on rent, or when you're mm-hmm. buying a house where you mm-hmm. say, that's too expensive.
Right.
I'm not paying that. Can you come down? I mean,
exactly.
People are kind of used to that.
Mm-hmm.
But medical bills?
Yes. Amazingly, Consumer Reports did a survey, and they found that 58% of people said they have successfully negotiated their medical bills. So it makes sense to talk to your doctor, or certainly with hospital bills, there's a website that tells you what Medicare pays for a particular procedure. It's www.hospitalcompare.hhs.gov.
So if you're we're going to put that on the website.
All on the website, yeah.
Well, one in preparation for this interview, because I knew this was coming up.
Yes.
I went and tried to negotiate with American Express for my credit card, my interest
yes.
rate.
Yes, and?
I did, and I successfully brought my interest rate down almost 5 points.
That's amazing. And that's
I was polite the whole time.
Yeah, which is really amazing. Not that you were polite. That's not the amazing part. The amazing part is that you got the rate. Because I found we called 4 credit card companies for 4 takeaway listeners. Only in one case was I able to negotiate somebody's credit card rate down from 29.9% down, which was incredibly high, down to 16.9%. And that was only for 6 months. And this is a guy who had a great credit score. So I was finding that banks are much more difficult to negotiate with when it comes to credit card rates right now.
Maybe because of the new laws.
Because of the new laws, and they've got people, they locked them into high rates, and it was very tough. And that's why more people may want to switch credit card companies rather than, I mean, it's definitely worth trying, but you have to be persistent and very polite. But we found it, you know, I was surprised because I used to do this. It was like a magic trick. I'd pick up a phone and call, and you ask for a low rate, and it would happen all the time. Still try. People have to try and stress.
But be prepared to change credit cards.
Be prepared to change credit cards, absolutely.
So I think that the thing here is that, first of all, don't just think about negotiating on credit cards. It turns out there's all kinds of things that they negotiate, and you can negotiate without embarrassment and without being rude.
Absolutely. Be polite. You know, one person told me she just doesn't take no for an answer. She's polite. She's firm. She has a good sense of humor, but she doesn't take no for an answer.
Great advice, as always, from Beth Koblenner, takeaway contributor, author of Get a Financial Life. Thanks, Beth. And if you want to hear more from her, she's written 5 tips on how to try negotiating prices on big and little things. And there's no need to be a jerk about it. Read it on the Takeaway blog. While you're there, we've had hundreds of entries for our T-shirt slogan contest, and the votes are in. The winners are in. Have you checked them out yet, John?
Yeah, well, we've been repeating them for the last week.
No, the 5 winners.
The 5 winners. Yes, yes. It's congratulations.
And they look
to the
slick. Don't the T-shirts look slick?
We're going to have to see if we see them all over America in the next few weeks.
I predict
weeks.
We will. That's at thetakeaway.org. You can order your T-shirts there.
I mean, I'm Celeste Edley. A real fashion statement, for instance, for the first time. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.